The Baxter County Sheriff's Office is investigating a double shooting that occurred Monday. At around 8.05 p.m. Monday, the Sheriff's Office received a report of a disturbance in the area of the Bay Hill Place. Several gunshots were reported by a neighbor along with yelling. While deputies were responding to the location, a subsequent report came in stating a man had been shot. Upon arrival, deputies found a man outside the residence who had sustained a gunshot wound. Deputies administered first aid. An ambulance from Baxter Health responded, and the man was taken to Baxter Health Hospital. During the initial stage of the investigation, deputies learned that a second man involved in the incident had also been shot. This man had already been taken to Baxter Health by private vehicle. An exchange of gunfire had taken place between the two parties, with both being hit. One man is 50 years of age, the other 21. Both firearms were recovered at the scene and taken into evidence. The dispute between the two men was said to have involved some sort of property boundary issue between the two of them. The investigation is active and ongoing. The results of the investigation will be provided to the prosecuting attorney for his consideration of criminal charges. The Thayer Fire Department was called to a structure fire last night around 7:20 on Arden Lane behind the McDonald's. The fire was at the Arden Grove Apartments. The fire department reported no injuries, but there was major damage. They say one apartment was destroyed, another seriously damaged by fire, water, and smoke. The firefighters battled the fire for several hours. The state fire marshal was called in to determine the cause of that fire. Tuesday was primary election runoff day in Arkansas, and there were a few locally contested races. In Baxter County, for the Republican nomination for sheriff, Mark Hollinsworth defeated Brian Davis 3,278 to 2,324. In Stone County, for county judge, Tim Hudspeth defeated Daryl Sullivan 1,251 to 643. In Independence County, for constable, Dota Township, Curtis Davis beat Ronald Laszlo 58 to 28. In the race for the Arkansas Secretary of State Republican nomination, Kim Hammer defeated Brian Norris 40,876 to 39,938. The Missouri Highway Patrol Troop G reports two injury accidents on Tuesday. A woman from Summersville suffered moderate injuries in an accident south of Summersville. The 67-year-old woman was injured when she drove off the road and struck a culvert. She was flown to Mercy Hospital in Springfield. The accident happened on Missouri 17, 1 mile south of Highway 106 in Summersville. A man from Licking suffered serious injuries in an accident west of Licking. The Highway Patrol reports the 33-year-old man was injured when he ran off the road and hit a ditch and a tree. The man was flown to Mercy Hospital in Springfield. The accident happened on Highway 32, 5 miles west of Licking. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced yesterday that the Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism has awarded more than $4 million in grants for playgrounds, trails, and facility upgrades. One of the grants is going to Hardy in the amount of $100,000 for recovery and accessibility at Loberg Park. The funds will be used to replace flood-damaged playground equipment and basketball goals and reconstruct the parking lot for ADA accessibility and to repair the pavilion. The annual Mammoth Spring Chamber of Commerce Rabies Clinic is set for this Saturday at the Simmons Bank parking lot. We talked to Trina Spears about it.
We're going to start at 9 a.m. and we're going to go to noon, and we're going to have our annual Langley Rabies Clinic hosted by the Mammoth Spring Chamber of Commerce. And you'll be able to bring your dog or your cat in. It's kind of a drive-through type situation. If you have to have your animal out, you'll have them on a leash. Otherwise, the vet clinic will make sure that you get all the vaccinations that you ask for. We have rabies. I think those are $15 this year. The seven-way dog shot's $15. Cat's distemper and leukemia shot is $25. One thing I want to point out, Mike, is it's cash or check only.
Again, the rabies clinic is at Simmons Bank parking lot on Saturday. A partial government shutdown continues this week, and Representative Rick Crawford from the 1st District of Arkansas addresses there remains an impasse in Congress over the funding of the Department of Homeland Security, despite the impacts at airports across the country.
Well, there's an easy fix to this partial government shutdown, and that's for Democrats to get over themselves and fund DHS. They've made their point. It was a ridiculous point, but they've made their point. And now they're keeping TSA workers unpaid, basically holding them and the American public hostage for the sake of an argument that basically says we prefer illegal immigrants to American citizens. We would like an open border. We don't want immigration and customs enforcement action to be taken. In fact, one of the Democrat senators from Connecticut absolutely said his priority was illegals. So that tells you everything you need to know about the current Democrat leadership or lack of. In fact, I don't know if there is a Democrat leader in the country today, and that's part of the problem. But there's a simple solution to this, and that is fund the DHS bills that we've sent over now three times, and the Democrats have refused to pass.
Again, that's Congressman Rick Crawford of Arkansas. Thursday night at 6 o'clock at the Thayer High School, there will be a countywide town hall, Meet the Candidates and Ballot Initiative Forum. This is an informal meeting designed to inform the citizens of the town and county about the upcoming election on April 7th. Citizens running for office will be introduced and will have time to share their aspirations. They will also provide information concerning ballot initiatives.